Judo talk, talk, 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 judo talk, talk.
And hello, yeah, I guess apologies for being away for so long. it's been that long. I actually had to go onto YouTube to remember how to actually do and record a podcast. So it's been quite a while. And I guess in the time it's been quite a journey for me as well and for the podcast, even though it's not been running. So initially I started Judo Talk and the podcast during lockdowns, just as a way of keeping me busy. I found it really enjoyable to do, but it was definitely one thing that I just struggled to maintain as things opened up and we got super, super busy. And as much as I loved doing it, it just didn't seem like something I could commit to moving forwards. Life just got in the way, but I am back and the podcast is back, and the aim is for the podcast to be back for good, but under a slightly different guise. Now, I still really want to do interviews with people when I get time and when they can be organised, and so that's still one element I really want to do, because I just enjoy talking to judo people. That's a really one thing that I do really enjoy is talking about judo, talking to judo people. It's something that I want to bring back into the podcast. But I was sitting down and I was planning, I was like, well, I really want to get the podcast back and I want it to be valuable to people, but I just can't commit that amount of time at the moment. Now, the way our club's going, the way the business is going, I think in the future that's something I can get back into the schedule. So that's why I want to get the podcast started again. But I guess I wanted to sort of fill you in the gaps and sort of tell you where the podcast is gonna move to. So recently, Sam, my wife, and I, we've set up a new company called Dojo Launchpad. And within that, part of our strategy is to, and I'm going to explain a little bit more about Dojo Launchpad, how it's come about, but part of our strategy is to help judo clubs, judo coaches to grow their membership and stuff. And I thought, well, actually, the podcast might be a really good way of helping people. I thought they don't always have to be long podcasts, they can be short podcasts, and it can be anything that we're working on at the moment. It might be something that we're doing with our mastermind group. But yeah, so the aim is to give you regular content, regular podcasts, and make it just aimed at around how we can help you grow judo club and increase your membership and things like that. So yeah, that's why we're back, that's why I'm back, and I'm really looking forward to it. So if you were a listener of Judo Talk before, I want to say a big thank you for doing that, and I really do hope that you enjoy the podcast moving forwards as well and you find it valuable. So we've set up a company, as I said, called Dojo Launchpad, and there's a few things that sort of got us to this point, three life events that have got us to this point. One of those was COVID, but the three significant life events that have sort of shaped us as people, shaped our vision and mission for our judo club, as well as Dojo Launchpad. So I thought it was most probably worth the first podcast just sharing those things and sharing how I see the future going. So as some of you might know, that myself and Sam, we were both full-time athletes at Cambly Judo Club, and our passion has always been competitive judo. When we retired, we were really lucky to be part of a club that cared about our future. But unfortunately, that's not the case for all athletes leaving competitive judo. And I guess I can only really talk from a perspective of British judo. I don't know what it's like in other countries, but I'm sure some people, if you're listening internationally, you'll find some sort of comparisons with the things I'm saying. So when some athletes, when they leave competitive judo, they become a little bit lost, bit resentful, and completely, sometimes they feel abandoned by the sport. So at best, some move abroad for more opportunities and coaching, believing there's no future for coaches in this country. But as soon as I retired, I started coaching, and my aim was to produce competitive athletes. All my training and all my coaching development I did in the early years focused on producing competitive judo players. It's worth noting, it wasn't my judo club at this point. I was working at Cambly. It was a great facility, and they basically enabled me to do that. So my mission then was slightly different. But that also led me into the sort of key development of number two, and that was actually studying for my master's degree. At that point, I wanted to learn as much as possible about how to develop judo players from grassroots to elite level competitors. I was really passionate about it. And throughout the 3 years, that's exactly what I did. I focused my attention on long-term athlete development, talent ID, talent development. It was a complete eye-opener for me, learning how to support children to improve their development, long-term sports participation, and likelihood of them being elite competitors. But actually, the more studying I did, I also realized there were so many factors you couldn't control. Which makes a huge difference, like things like parents just moving away, children deciding to do a different sport, or they just become unmotivated. It could be that the parents separate, parents get a new job, the child doesn't want to compete, school. We're getting a lot of this at the moment with children. The school demands are just really high, that the parents are struggling then to get the kids either to the classes, or the kids are coming in from school and they're super tired. So like the list can go on and on, but it basically made me realize you could be the best coach in the world with a real eye for talent. And that's really hard, especially at young ages. But there are still factors you can't control, and that talent may drop out of judo. So in my opinion, you need to make your net as big as possible. You need to provide as many opportunities as possible and keep as many people involved for as long as possible. And this is where sort of COVID helped us gain some perspective on that, and in a slightly weird and terrifying way all at the same time. So since setting up our judo club, Fighting Finnish Judo, Sam and I have always earned our sole income from judo. That's our passion. We always wanted to be able to do that. And before COVID, we had a schools business with about 500 students, a club with about 275 members. And then at that point, before COVID, we thought we were doing a really good job. And then all the lockdowns happened, and then it all fell down, and our school stopped overnight, and British Judo shut up shop. That, you know, there was a furlough policy, so pretty much everybody, just all business, stopped trading. But we weren't in a position, you know, we weren't in a position where we could do that. So having no real choice, we had a mortgage to pay. It actually strangely helped us. We set up our online judo club and we got to work. Now, we were already part of, so currently we use a payment, a CRM and a payment provider called Nest, who were really active at this point and offered us lots of opportunities and support online. But what we also noticed were other martial arts clubs during COVID were actually growing. We had lost the schools and nearly 100 students from our club by this point. So we started to question what was going on. We still had kids turning up every week for our classes, and parents were happy to continue paying. Why? We weren't really teaching judo, certainly not in the sense that they signed up to. And it made us realize that actually at that beginning point, that initial point, the reason why people were still doing judo was all the other benefits. You know, we talk about it all the time. You know, they weren't doing it to learn a taitoshi. They were doing it to build confidence, respect. They wanted their parents wanted them to have a bit of discipline. You know, they wanted their self-esteem helped. They wanted to improve their physical skills. They wanted to increase their fitness. They liked the friendship, the bonds that they made on the mat. So it really started to hit home with us that actually, as much as our passion at the beginning was competition, and for me, I still love watching elite level judo, and it's something that I'll still continue to travel around the world to watch. But that's not how people get into judo. It's not the reason why they start, and very few actually go on to be competitive at all. You know, most people, it's everything else around judo that they want at the beginning, and some will progress into competitive judo, and that's fine, and that's what we want. But actually, we still want everybody else to enjoy all the other benefits that judo can provide. So we started to plan in what we would do after lockdowns. You know, we needed to get as many people participating in judo as possible. That we wanted to create a big net, create as many classes as possible and opportunities and pathways through for everybody to be able to join in, and then create programs that would keep them involved for as long as possible. So we've got our life skills, we've got our junior leadership, we've got coaching development programs. There's so much we've developed in, and obviously this all took time and it took a shift in mindset, but our aim was to then get as many people doing judo as possible. So we're now, as of today, we're sat with nearly 600 members at our club. We don't go into schools anymore. We only teach from our judo clubs after school, either at our full-time venue. And actually, that was a funny one, getting our full-time venue during COVID. And then at our satellite venues as well. So this whole process changed the way we approach things, and our vision and mission, our vision and our mission evolved with it. And this is sort of where we come through and developed the idea of Dojo Launchpad, because that was our vision. We wanted our judo club to grow, but ultimately Sam and I have benefited so much from judo. We've traveled the world, we've built our confidence, we've built businesses, we've, you know, there's so much that we've achieved from judo. And for us, we want that to be the same in judo across the country. We want as many people to benefit from judo the way we have. So we come up with Dojo Launchpad. And Dojo Launchpad is a coaching and consultancy business now that basically helps judo clubs, judo coaches grow their judo businesses, okay, or judo clubs. And I say business, but it, we've got people who are charities, we help people who are casts, and that's sort of where it is. Our aim is to grow, but also help people turn their passion into their profession, because there's going to be loads of people doing judo that either are doing it around work and they want to try and find a way out, or, you know, some of the people that we're helping at the moment, they're in schools business and they want to remove themselves from the schools and move into just teaching the evenings. And then also other coaches, what we found is actually what they want to do is create a legacy for their judo club. They want it to live longer than them, or they might have some players that they think it would be the best thing for them. They could then progress once they've competed and move on, you know, into the coaching realm. And they basically have a skill set that lasts them for life. Like I've always talked to the athletes that I've always worked with about the importance of getting their black belt. And one of the big reasons for me was the fact that many of them were going to go to university, and I was like, well, it doesn't matter if you're going to university, you're traveling the world. If you've got a black belt, you've got a shared common interest with somebody else. So when you go to university or go to a different country, you can easily look up a judo club in the area, and you've all automatically got kinship with other people, people who've shared enjoyment of judo. So that's always been a thing for me. So our vision within Dojo Launchpad is to change judo culture in Great Britain, okay? We want to help professionalizing judo clubs as much as possible. We want to bring judo to more people than ever before. We want to help clubs create a legacy that will last and create a repeatable framework for coaches to earn a living from judo. And I don't think that should be a dirty word. I think that should be a perfectly fine thing to say. Of course, if you're an expert, you think there's lots of people that we speak to that spend 10, 15, 20, 30 years in judo, and they've got so much knowledge that they can bring to the table if they have an avenue of staying involved. And then our last one, and this definitely comes from obviously being competitive judo players, is we want to assist full-time athletes in finishing their competitive careers, transitioning into a coaching profession. So one of our projects is to help athletes that are coming to the end of competing, and it might be future planning as well. So they might actually not be thinking about finishing yet. It might be the fact that they're They just want to put some things in place for their future that if, when they do decide to stop competing, that they can then transition into a full-time coaching role. Now, for me, the benefits are endless. More coaches, more facilities, everything, as far as I can see and as far as I'm seeing, the project that we're working on is to help British, help judo within Britain. Now, that's our vision. Now, our mission is a little bit more specific, okay? What we want to do, and this is our 10-year vision, is increase active participation in judo by 35,000 people in the UK, which sounds like a big number, but I really don't see it being a huge number at all. For me, I think it's totally doable. Doubling at the moment, for the best guess, is there's about 35,000 people in the UK doing judo, or at least have some sort of membership. I don't know about the actual people on the mats participating. That's quite a hard figure to work out. So our aim for Dojo Launchpad is to increase the active participation by 35,000. We want to help 250 coaches double their membership. Okay, we want to create a self-sustaining ecosystem within judo. We all appreciate that we get funding from governing bodies and UK Sports, Sport England, stuff like that. But for me, I think if we grow, if we enable coaches to earn a living, we teach the processes, the systems, everything that go behind it, actually we can create our own ecosystem for judo to thrive, not survive. We don't want judo to survive anymore. We want it to thrive. We want everybody to know about judo in every single city, okay? So our vision is to make sure, our mission is to make sure that it has its own ecosystem, that competitions, when people are entering a competition, we're not wondering whether we're going to get 100 participants. We're wondering whether 1,000 is enough spaces to fulfill the competition space, okay? And then our last part of our mission is to help create 25 full-time judo clubs in the UK. Create full-time. Let me start again. I should edit this, but as you guys know, if you've heard any of my podcasts before, I just don't edit. I just sort of keep going. So yeah, I want to help create 25 full-time judo clubs in the UK. So we've already got people on our mastermind programs now that are saying to us that one of our aims is to grow and to actually have a full-time premises so we can offer more opportunities, more classes. So that's something that we're really, really keen on. And then alongside, we haven't put a number on this, we just want to help as many athletes as we can transitioning through. Now, some people think, well, there's not enough, there's so many people in the UK, we've got a similar population to France, and France, as far as I'm aware, has got pretty much 10 times the participation level that we have in judo over there, so there's more than enough space. I think 35,000 people is a really small target to try and increase participation for judo. So that sort of comes round to, well, that's all good you saying that, Vince, but how do you plan on doing that? So there's a few ways. One of the ways is this podcast. I want to give you guys just free information. I want you to hear it, to listen to it, to be able to go and action it. As I get more time, more resources, as the vision and mission grows, we're going to employ people to help me deliver more free content, because obviously for time it's quite tricky for me to manage the businesses and everything else. But we're also going to do like blogs, social media posts, but we're going to try and run some online webinars. So we're hoping to do stuff with British Judo. We're also going to do stuff on our own. We're going to go out, we're going to put stuff out there. Some of those will be completely free, some will be paid. We're also going to do in-person day workshops where we're going to get you down, whether it's to our dojo, we're going to get you down, start helping you with things, or it might be that we link up with other people and put it on the same day. And then the main way we're going to make a difference is through our mastermind groups. And this is something that we literally started this week. We had our first day. We've already got 5 coaches already enrolled on the program. And we helped them with their vision, their mission. We started setting the foundations for their growth. And The way the mastermind works is it's a 12-month program where one day a month we all get together, we sit down, we help each other, we give a lot of information, a lot of strategies, a lot of systems on how to develop your judo club. But then we also give the support on the back end. So within a day we could deliver, well, just thinking back to Tuesday, we delivered so much information, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. So we also add all the support behind the scenes on how that goes. So any questions about anything that we've discussed, we create online information for them to be able to go back and watch. There's going to be actual online courses for them to take part in, and then we have our accountability sessions. So we've created a strategy where we can really help. Now, the mastermind group is always growing. We're always enrolling new coaches on, and if it's something actually you think might be useful for your club, please reach out to us. Our email is info@dojolaunchpad.com. that you can reach out anytime, or you know, send me a message. Be happy to help, happy to talk through anything. But I guess I want to sort of wrap up at this point, because I don't want it to go on too long, this podcast. But as I said, the podcast now is back. I'm going to be aiming to deliver help to you guys as much as I can. I'm going to say every 2 weeks, with a hope to do one a week, but it really depends on my schedule, how things are going out, and how everything grows. But I really hope you find this useful. I'd love to hear your feedback on and thoughts around it. So if you do, send me a message. We'll be feeding out lots more things. But one thing to think about when it comes to growing your judo club is, When you're trying to tell people about your judo club, when you're trying to advertise, when you're trying to market, this is a discussion we had in our mastermind group. What a lot of judo clubs do, and a lot of people do, is they try and tell people how good their judo club is. So what they've got. So they've got a full-time mat area, they've got a sprung floor, they've got this, they've got that. And actually, when you're trying to market somebody, what you need to try and do is really focus on how your judo classes help them. Okay, so if you wanted to try and create some ways to create some social media posts, if you wanted to create some ways to do some advertising, go through a thought process of, how can I help our members? Now, the easiest way to do that is ask your members, ask them, why do you come to judo? Why do you love our classes? What got you started? Don't ask the people that have been there for sort of 10 years. Ask people who have just started, what made you pick our judo club? What's interesting about it? And you'll very quickly understand what they're after, whether it's confidence, whether it's self-defense, whether it's belief, whatever it is. And then explain to people how you can help them, okay? Explain to them how you can solve their problems. And if you have that switch of, how can I help, rather, this is what we have, this is what we do, you know, telling them about you, start looking at how you can help your potential new members. And that's a really solid way to start thinking about marketing. Okay, now I really hope everybody finds that this is a good thing coming back. I'm really looking forward to bringing the podcast back and definitely making it a little bit more manageable for all of us. But yeah, please do send me a message, and I really do look forward to speaking to you guys soon. Judo Talk.